In Washington today, the Center for Strategic and International Studies, or CSIS, held a one-day conference on Arctic oil and gas development. CSIS is an international security think tank. David Pomfrey is the Deputy Director of Energy and National Security for CSIS. Senator Murkowski gave the opening speech this morning. Also on the panel was Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, oil industry officials, environmental watchdogs, and Deputy Director of Interior David Hayes. Pomfrey says CSIS pulled the conference together in an effort to provide more information on the political debate about how quickly Arctic development should or should not happen.
We see the oil and petroleum and gas resources in Alaska as a major asset in the energy resource base, and would really like to understand better what the questions are and what the potential solutions are.
The first session of today's gathering dealt with development and infrastructure options in the Arctic and also market challenges. What did you hear from Lieutenant Governor Treadwell and the industry people on what those options and challenges are?
Well, I think the first challenge that we heard, especially from the industry, but also from the Lieutenant Governor, was the challenge of a very complicated regulatory process that has multiple federal agencies involved and state agencies as well, and trying to work through that process. So that regulatory challenge was in many ways the one that they held up. One of the big questions that has not yet been answered is this capability of response.
And what about representatives from the Coast Guard? What did they have to say in relation to this issue of having adequate response in case there is a spill or an accident?
We were fortunate to have a representative from the Coast Guard who had been a senior official involved in the Gulf oil spill. So he had sort of working knowledge of what it took in that case. And he was describing a situation that they would have to do more work to make sure that they can be ready. They acknowledge that their assets are not located directly in the Arctic region, so they would have to be bringing in assets from other parts of the country to deal with it. So I think that is actually one of the challenges.
Did you get a sense from either folks with the Coast Guard or industry people about how far off we're talking before development may be occurring there? What kind of a timeline? Did they discuss that at all?
The Coast Guard really didn't put a timeline around it, but they didn't in any way say that they thought that their capabilities would be a roadblock. We had the Deputy Secretary of the Interior, David Hayes, as a speaker who announced the issuance of that executive order. But that's clearly a process that is just beginning, but it is an effort to, at a very high level, bring together the different players so that there can be better understanding. He was clear that is not a one-stop licensing function, but it's an effort for the U.S. government to be better coordinated in the actions it's taking and to be sharing information amongst different agencies that have a role in a much more efficient manner than if they maintain their activities separately.
And what about Deputy Secretary of Interior Hayes? Did he focus primarily on the executive order, or what other message did he bring in today's talk?
He opened his talk by reiterating that the president and therefore the rest of the administration is committed to moving forward with development of oil and gas resources in the United States, especially in Alaska, if it can be done in a responsible manner and making certain that you're minimizing the risks. So it opened with that type of a sort of policy statement, and then spent most of his time describing the executive order and how they are trying to pull the pieces together to make sure that they can do the evaluation before leases are issued or permits are issued to be certain that they are moving ahead responsibly.
Your gathering had environmental challenges discussed this afternoon, and the Arctic is a tough place, but the ecosystem is fragile there. What concerns were raised environmentally?
there were people from the environmental community who were feeling that we're not ready yet for this drilling to start because we're not prepared to be able to respond effectively to a spill, to be able to control the flow of the oil. So I think that there's still that is still a very strong concern on their part, that we don't know enough about the impacts on different marine mammals and fisheries, and how, if you affect them, how it affects the indigenous way of life.
What about the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS? What is your organization's take on Arctic development? Do you have a position? Do you think it's a good idea?
CSIS itself is a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank. So the center itself is careful not to take positions, especially on politically sensitive issues like this. We feel like our job is to try to do some of the educational process to move forward. Researchers then can have positions. And I think that when, at least from my perspective, when we look at the needs we're going to have for oil supply in the future, if you look at the global context in which we live, and the fact that oil production is going to be increasingly concentrated in a few countries, it becomes an important asset that needs to be developed. And I think that we do need to move forward, making certain that we've got, you know, due attention to the potential risks.
David Pomfrey is the Deputy Director for the Center of Strategic and International Studies, Energy and National Security Program.